Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
Frequency 2019 has launched. There are a couple of spaces already gone, and I thought I would unpack a bit about the process of this, because I feel like it's it highlights the level of work that I've been doing on myself lately. So you may remember, if you've been around here a long time, you might remember a couple of years ago when Radcasters was just turning to shit. So I was launching all of these, you know, I was launching Radcasters and having no one sign up, and it was really heartbreaking and pushing on all of my buttons of rejection and, you know, fuck up and failure and all that jazz. And it hurt, it really hurt. And then that fear of rejection kind of lives with me. You know, it's not something that is ever, it's not that it's always present, but it's always there, ready to come back and remind me of past failures. And so Lisa and I had decided not to continue on with our Keeping Good Company mastermind this year and instead go it alone. And for both of us, it brought up a lot of fear around whether we could do it on our own, because we both bring something unique, and we have, those people who have done our mastermind have really benefited from both of us. Lisa is really great at the strategy side of things, at marketing and messaging and all that kind of jazz. And I bring my systems and, you know, my brain that finds an easier path, and my knack of being able to see what's stopping you and see the path. And so doing it on our own felt a bit scary, but when we both went away and, you know, I had said to Lisa, go away and have a think about what you want and then come back and let me know. And she went away, and her vision and my vision couldn't have been more different. So it was a clear sign that it was time for us to just go it alone. But it has brought up a lot of fear, right? So I announced Frequency, and straight away I had two incredible women who I'm so excited to work with sign up. And I felt like, yes, this is amazing, yes. And ever since, it's just been silence. And it's not like I need big numbers for this. I'm looking at six, you know, six people, eight max, but six really. And I've really only posted a couple of times on Facebook and Instagram. And I don't have all the tools that I used to have at my disposal, the mailing list and, you know, an engaged Facebook. I still have my engaged Facebook community, Shop Speak Up, but, you know, the Facebook page is a bit of a ghost town these days. And that's all been by design. But in the past, right, what would have happened, because I've actually been in this situation before, where I launched a mastermind. I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago. 4 years. It was called Level Up Mastermind. And I had, you know, maybe 6 people apply. 4 of them disappeared and 2 joined. And it's funny because there's this excitement that happens when I'd see a application come through and then very quickly followed by doubt. Oh, well, you know, they're going to disappear or they're not going to want to join or they're going to pull out last minute. Like all this fear comes up. And I had the 2 people join and we kind of went along. It wasn't going to be a very long mastermind, but we kind of went along and eventually, you know, I gave up, I guess. But because I could see the 2 women were going in very different directions and I don't know, like, yeah, I probably just gave up actually. But it was an incredible experience and disappointing. And so when I went into starting this mastermind, there was all this fear of no one wanting me. And it's real. But this time around, it's been like mental only. So what I mean by that is like, oh, that's weird. Oh. Sorry, got to pick up a dog poo. Good times. Let's get the bag out. Right, I'll just tie this poo bag up. Hang on. Convenient. Right, so what I mean by that, as in it's mental, is in the past it was visceral, right? Like I could feel the rejection, I could feel the failure, I could viscerally in my body feel the rejection. It was hideous, a hideous feeling. It was like my body knew that I wasn't enough and this was all just confirming it. You know, it was like just, I was an embodied clusterfuck of emotions. But this time, it's different. It's just mental chatter. And there's this embodied knowing that it's all going to turn out exactly how it's supposed to. And whether that is just the 2 people or the 6, but I have no doubt I'm going to get the 6. It's just a totally different feeling. And I am approaching this in a very different way. It's like our mastermind starts next year. I've got the application process open until it's filled. So there is no scarcity. And I know that scarcity moves people. I know they do. If I had an application cutoff day, if I'd said applications are open for 48 hours, like, or a week, like Lisa and I did, then I could push people into applying. But it just isn't in alignment with me right now to have that kind of scarcity involved. It's like, I want to call in people who are ready, who don't need scarcity to sign up, who are like, yes, I want Carly as my guide in 2019. So while it makes sense to create scarcity around it, it doesn't feel right. And if you know anything about me, you know that I do things by feel. I feel my way and then I verbalize it. And that's my process. Does this feel good? No. Okay, why doesn't it feel good? Have a little conversation with myself, maybe express it to someone close to me. And in that expression, I get clearer on why it doesn't feel good, and I can make a really solid decision from that place. It's like, I guess embodiment. And why has that changed? Well, because I have been doing a lot of work. It might be the kinesiology I've been doing, busting through some beliefs. It could be the voice dialogue work I've been doing. It could be just me finding my groove and having someone to bounce off. In fact, and it could be that I'm just showing up regardless of how the fear feels. And so as I'm going through that, as I'm desensitizing myself to the rejection. So I think it's actually, I don't know that it's one thing. I think it's a culmination of my level of commitment to myself. That's the thing. And that level of commitment to myself has looked like me really for the first time investing in my personal growth. I mean, I've been invested in it for a long time in terms of, you know, reading, learning, like self-guided development, which has gotten me to this point. But the last year has been the year where things have really shifted. And I think it's partly due to all the work that I did to that point and continue to do, and partly the people that I have in my circle. So that is why frequency is so important to me. That's what I want to bring to you. Is, you know, you've done, I am not about you coming into a mastermind so that I can give you what you want. You know, that's not what this is about. You give you what you want. You have done all the work up to this point. You have done all the studying. You have tried all the things. And now it's time to have someone in your corner with you, helping you work through your shit as it comes up. Like, how much more or less could you do if you had someone like me in your corner? Someone who had your back, was loyal to you and your truth. It's this isn't about completely ditching everything and starting again, you know? Like, this is about just looking at what you're doing, what's working, what's not. Are you actually enjoying it? Is it giving you what you want? Like, what actually do you want? What is important to you? So, yeah, so it's been an interesting experience, this launch, just approaching it in such a different way and having such a different reaction. It is interesting to watch the mental chatter but not be it. Does that make sense? Like, when you, it's like cellularly, you don't feel you're enough. And consciously, you're not even really aware that you don't, right? It's like, oh yeah, I deserve that. But cellularly, it's not your truth. And we can feel that sometimes. We can feel that disconnect. It might feel like, for me, it feels like a confirmation. Oh yeah, this is confirming. That's right. You nearly forgot. You're a fuck up and a failure. But now that story is long gone. It's like I've shut the chapter on that. And there's just a lot more trust going down now. And so I'm not making it about my worthiness as a human being anymore, like I used to. So yeah, just a few thoughts from this launch of my mastermind. And if you're interested in learning more and applying, I'll give you a brief overview right now. It is a year together and we have 2 in-person retreats which are included. We have monthly group calls. You have one-on-one calls with me and access to me anytime by Messenger or Voxer. Anytime you come up against yourself, you can just send me a voice message. And then a Facebook group for the collective energy. And good boy. And I can tell you the caliber of women joining, they're amazing. Like, this is the thing, right? It's not all about me. It's about you and what you bring too, right? I'm just the guide here. I'm the facilitator of the space. But when you bring together half a dozen humans who all have done the learnings, you know, they've all, some of them are coaches and healers and run products. This isn't online business either. Like, some are product-based businesses, some are service-based. So there's a spread, and with that comes a wealth of knowledge that I alone can't bring. So if it sounds like something you're interested in, reach out and I'll give you a link to apply, or you can find it in the show notes and apply there. There's no pressure whatsoever from me, because I know that you know if I'm your person. I'm not looking to convince you. You don't need convincing. If you need convincing, then it's not, this isn't for you. There's, of course, when we do something like this, it is going to extend us outside of our comfort zone, right? Often financially, because for me, I get it. I had never really, I'd invested in my team and people to help me along the way in terms of, right, like just a one-off session with a business coach or a, you know, whatever, a designer, and people to help me create my systems and stuff. I'd invested in that sense, but I hadn't invested in my personal and business growth. And so this year, being quite substantially financially committed to the people in my support crew, it has really changed everything. And that's not the case for everyone. Not everyone needs to invest beyond their means, and I don't suggest that anyone invests beyond their means. But it's okay for things to feel like a stretch. Life should feel like a stretch sometimes, you know? So, yeah. If you think I'm your woman, or you want to find out some more, check the link in the show notes, or just reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram, and let's have a chat. All right. That's it from me today. Peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.